Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, May 24th. Counting today, we're 8 total days away from the end of the 87th legislative session, which ultimately culminates on May 31st. Between now and then are several key deadlines. After midnight tomorrow, the House can no longer consider any new bills or joint resolutions. Likewise, on Wednesday, midnight marks the same deadline for the Senate. After these dates, the remaining bills will primarily be the ones by which conference committees were appointed to reconcile the differences between House and Senate versions or reconciliation of amendments between both chambers. The conference committee report for the constitutional carry bill, or House Bill 1927, was brought up late Sunday evening while the House was in session by the bill's author, State Representative Matt Schaefer, Republican from Tyler. Almost immediately, the House Democrat Caucus Chairman, Chris Turner of Grand Prairie, called a point of order, alleging that the conference committee went outside the bounds of not just considering the differences between the House and Senate versions. After about 20 minutes, the point of order was finally withdrawn, and the House went on to adopt the conference committee report by a vote of 82 in favor and 62 in opposition. It will now be up to the Senate to adopt the conference committee report before being sent to the governor. Also, shortly after the House adjourned after midnight last night, they referred Senate Bill 1311 to the House Public Health Committee, breathing renewed life into the prospects for a bill related to the Republican Party of Texas's priority of children and gender modification. We've spoken about this bill several times on the show, but as a reminder, this bill would prohibit physicians from conducting gender transition surgeries or administering puberty blockers to minors. It precludes physicians from obtaining insurance and requires Texas Medical Board to revoke their license if they conduct these procedures. Though the deadline has passed, this comes after a curious exchange last night between Speaker Phelan and State Representative Terry Canales, a Democrat from Edinburgh, over the impending deadlines related to another bill. The Speaker pointed to a note in a very small text on the deadlines document that says the House rules do not contain an express deadline for committees to report measures, but technically, this is the last day for a House committee to report a measure in order for the measure to have a chance of being placed on a House calendar. Of course, talking about the Saturday deadline that had already passed. It goes on to say, however, this deadline does not take into consideration the time required to 1. Prepare the bill analysis, 2. Obtain an updated fiscal note or impact statement, 3. Prepare any other paperwork required for a committee report, or 4. Prepare the committee report for distribution to the members of the House, as required by the rules. Realistically, it normally takes a full day or more for a bill to reach the calendars committee after the bill has been reported from committee. It's unclear what all of this means. The House Public Health Committee has not scheduled an upcoming hearing as of this recording, though it's possible a motion is made when the House convenes today to do so. Stay tuned. An emergency legislative priority of Governor Abbott related to broadband expansion in rural and underserved areas of Texas has been in conference committee since May 6th. Reportedly, it's being considered for a would-be special called legislative session of the legislature in late September, early October. When the bill was considered in the House, an amendment authored by Republican State Representative Jeff Kasin of Bedford was added, which prioritizes broadband service providers who by default block access to pornographic material. When the bill was being considered in the Senate, the amendment was stripped off by the Senate sponsor, State Senator Robert Nichols, a Republican from Jacksonville. It's unclear at this juncture whether the conference committee will come back with an agreement or if the report is true and it's the intent to start over in a would-be special legislative session. The bill punishing local governments for defunding police is on the Senate intent calendar today. This bill, House Bill 1900 by State Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth, and it is an emergency priority of Governor Abbott. The Star-Spangled Banner Protection Act is up in the House today on second reading. This is the legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick, and it relates to prohibiting state contracts with professional sports teams that do not play the Star-Spangled Banner or the U.S. National Anthem at their events. This bill is authored by Republican lawmakers Don Buckingham of Lakeway and Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock. The only bill related to a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying to make it through the legislative process is up today in the House. This bill, Senate Bill 10, left the Senate as a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying for cities and counties. After leaving the House State Affairs Committee, however, the jurisdictions that were affected expanded to almost all local government and governmental entities. Seemingly, loopholes were added to the bill as well, allowing for these jurisdictions to allow this sort of lobbying by a simple majority vote. It also seemingly allows lawyers to lobby without having to register with the Texas Ethics Commission. This was a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas when it left the Senate. It's unclear if it remains so with these new exceptions or loopholes. Notably, the statewide ban on the practice never received a hearing in the Senate. The bill that was heard in the House, authored by State Representative Mays Middleton, a Republican from Galveston, was left pending since early March and ultimately never voted out. Another priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick is up on the House floor today, seeking to protect free speech on social media in Senate Bill 12 by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. This bill regulates social media platforms to provide for certain compliance procedures and prohibits the censorship of users' expression on their platforms. It's limited to platforms of more than 100 million active monthly users. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They've managed to get through the majority of the calendars that they had delayed since Friday and Saturday in conjunction with yesterday's calendar, where they went late into the night last night. They have 116 bills to get through on today's calendar. The overall Senate will convene at 10 a.m. today as well. They've added several bills on their intent calendar to include House Bill 4 by State Representative Ford Price, a Republican from Amarillo. This is the omnibus telemedicine telehealth bill that passed the House unanimously in mid-April. The bill relates to the provision and delivery of certain health care services in the state, including under Medicaid and other public benefits using telecommunication services for the administration of those services. A healthcare legislative priority of House Speaker Dade Phelan has the ability to be brought up today as well. This bill, House Bill 133 by Democrat State Representative Tony Rose of Dallas, would expand Medicaid eligibility to that of postpartum mothers relating to the Healthy Texas Women Program. A legislative priority related to religious freedom in the Republican Party of Texas by Republican State Representative Matt Shaheen of Plano is on the calendar today. House Bill 525 would designate all religious organizations and their activities as essential at all times, including during states of disaster or emergency. Another legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas relating to the abolition of abortion is also up today. House Bill 1280 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, would prohibit abortions in the event the Supreme Court of the United States case Roe v. Wade is overturned. This is also called a trigger bill. Notably, the Senate passed the Senate companion, Senate Bill 9, authored by State Senator Angela Paxton, a Republican from McKinney, over a month ago. The Senate will also be considering a House version of the priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick in House Bill 1500 by State Representative Cole Hefner, a Republican from Mount Pleasant. This bill would ensure that neither the governor nor local governments have the ability to prohibit or restrict the business and operation of those that manufacture or sell firearms or ammunition. An elections-related bill, House Bill 2283 by State Representative Phil King, a Republican from Weatherford, is up on the calendar today as well. This bill would ban the use of private money to administer elections. This bill is also known as the Anti-Zuckbucks Bill. It was found in 2020 alone, election administrators across Texas received more than $36 million in outside cash from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in the form of grants to, quote, promote safe and reliable voting. This grant money was a part of a larger $400 million effort nationwide where money was funneled primarily through an organization called the Center for Tech and Civic Life, a nonprofit that's run by Obama-era Democrat political operatives. These are the operatives who decide who does and doesn't receive cash as a part of the grant program. Another gun-related bill, or the Second Amendment Sanctuary State Act, is up today as well. This is the bill authored by State Representative Justin Holland, a Republican from Rockwall, which would prohibit the enforcement of certain federal firearms or federal regulations on firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition that is not also in state law. The sole remaining bill related to the extension of the Chapter 313 tax abatement program is on the intent calendar as well. This would expand the program an additional 2 years. You might recall a few weeks back that an effort was successful by some lawmakers to defeat another bill seeking to extend the program an additional 10 years. The bill in question today, House Bill 4545, before leaving the Senate State Affairs Committee last week, had State Senator Lois Kolkhorst, a Republican from Brenham, indicating that she believed the program had run amok and it was time to start over. Lastly, for the Senate, House Concurrent Resolution 1 by State Representative Phil Stevenson, a Republican from Wharton, would express the legislature's support for prayer, the use of the word God in public gatherings, and the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and other government buildings. This is a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas relating to religious freedom. Though the next few days will be a flurry of bills, expect that the reconciliation of priorities between the governor, House, and Senate are finally coming to a head. Stay tuned, and I'll do my best to stay on top of it, but understand that several things are fluid and can change at a moment's notice at this point in the legislative session. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out our show notes page where we link directly to the bills as well as the contact information for the author. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @opinionatedk. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Take care.